Hallelujah. Father, we give you some praise this morning. As we praise you on every day, we glorify your name. Father, I'm so thankful that I'm safe in your arms. Father, praise your name. Hallelujah. Safe. I'm safe. How many got your Bibles open up to the book of Exodus? I'm safe. Friday in the Good Noon service, we preach the message, I Am. It's concerning Jesus, who was and is the I Am. Amen. This is almost like a continuation, almost. In the 12th chapter of Exodus, we read, you probably already read Exodus, that's one of the most popular books that we read all the time, is probably Exodus. The message is called Blood Over the Door. Amen. We need the blood of Jesus over our doors.
Amen.
I saw something, pastors, the first thing when I was reading this morning, I didn't know that. I realized that God used his word to link it together so powerful and so spontaneous that you have to really be praying in the spirit to hear what the spirit is saying.
Amen. Amen.
The fifth verse says, your lamb shall be without blemish. A male of the first year, he shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. Not just the sheep. We know the sheep represent the Lamb of God. So what the goats represent? They represent whatever God speaks. Say they represent. If he aligning them along with the lamb, then they represent the same thing as the lamb. Take out from the sheep and from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. What I realized when it says the 14th day, when you got to the 14th day, it actually was only 4 days. We know that the number four speaks as the breakdown from the number four is creative miracle. What we're about to see is a creative miracle take place.
All right.
Reason I say what we're about to see is a creative miracle, because you ought to still be seeing these miracles in your life.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I'm going to show you how, even though we don't have that door no more to put the blood over, you are that door now. We preach Friday how Jesus said, I am.
That's right.
The I am.
Right.
And I am the door.
That's
He came into our lives that we might now become the door. For he is the firstborn among many brethren.
Yeah.
So that makes us a door. Amen. But when your door opens, what's going in and what's coming out?
Yeah.
Amen.
So here the Lamb, he says, the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. It says the whole. That means those that are right with God, those that believe in God, those that don't believe in God, those that... It covers every area of Israel. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to show you something that I found out. I'm forever learning it, and God's forever teaching me things. They shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take the blood. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, blood.
Blood.
Look at somebody else and say, blood.
Blood.
It's all about the blood. Yeah. Everything that is happening here is about the blood. They sang a song this morning about the blood.
Yeah.
It's about the blood, because the blood represents who Jesus is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they'll take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses. That's 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Father, Son, Holy Ghost, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold realm of God. He said, you put it on the doorpost. You know how we preach this and we read it and we say God really looked out for the Israelites. But he wasn't just looking out for the Israelites. He was looking out for everybody.
Come on now. Yeah. Yeah.
that.
I know he was coming to strike down the Egyptians, but if you were a Jew and you didn't do what you were supposed to do, you lost yours too.
Yeah.
Because God has no respecter of person. Either you do what he says, or you pay the price. We know that blood, the word of God says, for there is life and death in the blood. The two sides of the doorpost, open doorpost, where they shall eat it. They shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. My goodness, this says roast with fire. Why? Because God represents himself, for he is a consuming fire.
Yeah.
He said, I don't want you putting no water on it.
Come on.
I don't want it to boil. I want you to do it the way I told you. I want you to roast it.
Yeah.
How many at times feel like you being roasted?
Right.
You're on fire because of the things. That's when the word of God said, thinking not strange, these fiery trials that you go through. Yeah. You better learn how to put the blood over your doors.
Amen.
We haven't seen anything yet.
Come on, man.
I don't know if you watched the news yesterday, but we watched the news, and some of the things that was taking place was absolutely ridiculous. Young people killing young people. Young people killing old people. Old people killing young people. I mean, with no apparent reason for it.
Amen.
Except to show you that I'm stronger and better than you are. And how much courage they may have. You better have some blood over your doorpost.
Amen.
Jump down to the 12th verse. For the Lord said, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all of the firstborn in Egypt, both man and beast. He didn't say anything about he was just going to strike Egyptians or just Israelites. Everybody that was in the land that didn't do or have the blood covering them were going to pay with their lives. Especially if you were the firstborn. See, God, God was killing beasts, fowl of the air. Didn't matter. You were going to die. You had to have the blood.
Amen.
He said, firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am
the Lord.
The Lord.
That's right.
Jesus said, I am the door.
Yes.
We better pay attention to what God is trying to teach us. The blood, which was a token of Jehovah. It doesn't matter whether or not you have faith to believe that it's there. You have to show forth some exploits to show that it's there.
Come on now. Say that.
The blood in your life shows forth a character and the nature of God that produces an everlasting effect in your life. And it touches other folks' lives. If your life isn't touching somebody's life in a positive way, then your blood is contaminated. What I realized was this. Egyptians lived, and some of them were the firstborn. But they lived because they were covered with the blood. They happened to be in a household that had blood over the doorpost. I keep hearing all these different verses. God, keep up. When it comes to a man and a wife, the man is sanctified by the woman, and the woman is sanctified by the man. Different things that are taking place concerning blood. There are some things that I know about blood that I can't teach about in here because there's too many young people in here. But the blood speaks of covenant relationship. God said, you're going to put this blood over your doorpost, and I'm going to show you how much I love you by not crossing over your threshold to kill you. Even though I know you sinned against me, you done talked against me, you done betrayed me, but I'm not going to cross over my own blood. He said, well, it wasn't his blood, it was the blood of lambs and of goats. But you'll be amazed at what God can do with nothing. It isn't about the blood. It's about believing the word of God. Oh, then we find another story in the book of Joshua in the second chapter when it talks about Rahab the harlot. She wasn't neither Jew or Egyptian. She was exactly what it said she was. A harlot. If you look up the word harlot, you find out she was the neighborhood or the village prostitute. But she was smart enough to understand that if she did what was told unto her by God, she would live. They told her, put this scarlet. And they told her, if we come back and this scarlet thread isn't here, we're going to kill you too. It don't matter if you saved us or helped us get out of the state, out of the city, we're still going to kill you. But Rahab said, oh, no. I'm putting the thread out now.
Say that.
The blood has the ability to preserve your life.
Amen.
Ooh, Lord. I see some people, they look like they done aged 90 years. But I see other people, they look like they haven't aged over a day. Because the blood is preserving them. Y'all don't hear me this morning. You don't hear me this morning. God said, I'm going to pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. We living in the land of Egypt. You better make sure you have the blood over your posts or have your scarlet. You know, ooh, I better be nice. We used to pass out the little scarlet threads. Some of y'all still got them in y'all purse, in y'all wallet. I hate to tell you, it don't have no power. I'm preaching dead again now. Ain't no power in the thread. The power is in your faith. You can carry around a goat hair if you believe it's going to protect you. It'll do just that. Right. Why? Because it's in your faith. Rahab believed. My goodness. She said, look here. I got news for you. I'm putting this thread out. And they told her, anybody that you get in your house is going to live. That's the love of God. Because God could have said, just tell her I'm only going to save her. But God said, I'm going to save you, your daddy, your sister, and whatever neighbors you can get up in there. Because I will not cross over the blood. It was just a scarlet thread, but it represented the blood. You better represent the blood because you don't want God to cross over your doorstep. I'm trying to keep him off. You find out. Let's look at some more. Go back to Exodus. I'm almost done. Oh, somebody said, oh Lord, I can't believe that. I am honest. I'm almost done. Do you know that he told them, when you do this, when you see the blood, they had a feast. If you read about the feast, I'm not going to go into all that because we'll be here longer. If you read about the feast that they had, they ate at night, and he told them to eat every, listen to me, every part of that animal. Think about it. Every part of it. He said, there ain't got, when morning comes, when dawn comes, I don't want it. There shouldn't be a bit of that goat or that lamb left. That means you had to eat every part of it. Man. Some of y'all go, you. You had to eat the neuter to the tooter. Why? Because if you didn't obey God, when you came out from under the blood, you're going to drop dead anyway for being disobedient. See, we got it easy. We live by grace.
Thank you, Lord.
God didn't play back then. He just killed you. You be walking around, whoop, get a chance to say, Lord, what? Lord, forget. You gone. Because you decided, I'm not going to eat that pig's intestines. And now I ain't going to eat it. Well, you didn't eat the pig intestine. You wish you had it. Because when you came out from under the blood, you went.
Yeah.
Because God's word was that you had to eat everybody in that house had to have some part of that animal. So here they are covered by the blood, and they're eating the animal. The blood represents the blood of Christ, and the animal represents his body.
Amen.
Break it down, Pastor. Let you know that how important you are. Go to 1 Corinthians. Now I'm really going to close. I can stay on that for a long time, but I heard somebody's stomach growl.
Yeah.
You said it was his. I believe it. Go to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. Jesus said, I am the door. I am the way, the truth, and the life. What's in life? Blood. Do you know that every sickness known to man starts in your blood?
Amen.
It starts in your blood. Every sickness. It don't seem like it because it affects every other part of our body. But it starts in your blood. That's why scripture said life and death is in the blood. Is in the blood, because it's in your blood. That's why we need the blood of Jesus for our own protection.
Yeah.
You say, well, what kind of blood is that? I can't touch it. I never seen it. Well, the just shall live by
faith.
Man.
We're going to skip all the way down to the 28th verse. It says, but let a man do what? When you read this, think about we just came out of Exodus and we came out of Joshua.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let a man examine himself.
Yeah.
And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. But we can't have abundant life unless we eat the bread and drink of the cup.
Come on now. Come on now.
You can't decide what cup you want to drink out of. Well, you know, I got real fond of the Easter messages, you know. Jesus rose. Well, we already know he rose. God said, preach something to keep us alive.
That's right.
I got to know what I need to do after Easter.
That's right.
Amen. After we take our clothes off and get excited, guess what? We still got the same problems and tribulations that we went into Easter with.
Truly, I am the way, the truth, and the light. Now I've shed that blood, which you cannot see, and you cannot touch, but it can touch you. It touches your lives and makes you whole. It touches your lives and saves. It is still the power. It is my power, saith God. Do not disregard it, but it is the covenant which I have set forth in the earth. I set it forth and I set it in motion with my own blood to activate it. But listen to the words. Do not depart from them, for I'm a merciful God, and I am full of grace. But the other, he will destroy. He is the one that cometh to kill and to steal from you. But I have truly come to give you life, and that life is in the blood. That life is in my word. Do not depart from it, but take and eat ye all of it, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Oh my goodness. They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years because they wouldn't accept the blood. They wanted everything else but the blood. I have decided I won't wander. Examine yourself.
Yes.
Check yourself out. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. So that means that if you saved and delivered and set free, and in your mind understand that you're covered by the blood, but if you don't do the word,
glory.
What?
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
All the instructions.
If you don't do the word, you eateth and drinketh unto damnation.
Amen.
Because you haven't realized that we are all part of each other.
Yeah.
That's what God was trying to teach them when he was putting the blood over the doorpost. I want you to understand something. I want you all to eat this duck, this goat. I want you all to eat this lamb. I want you to share it in here. Even though you're covered by the blood, I want you to share it because you're showing that we are a many-membered body.
Amen.
Glory.
We all know the story of Nathan. He gave Moses in the blues all the way through the wilderness. But God didn't kill him. He died of natural causes. They all did. When they went across the Jordan, they took a people across the Jordan that were willing to live under the blood. Because Joshua is a type of Christ.
That's right.
Joshua.
Yeah.
So I spend a lot of time checking myself and double checking and triple checking, trying to make sure that what's in me is what needs to be in me.
Amen.
And if it don't need to be in here, then I ask God to teach me how to get it out.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
It says, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep, because we haven't figured out that we are members one of the other.
Amen.
God was trying to show stuff. What we talked about Jesus Friday, Greg. We talked about how the first person he met at the well was a prostitute.
Amen.
And she was the first person to see him come out of the tomb.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
My Lord.
You can't see the blood unless you're covered by the blood.
Amen.
But guess what? They had to put the blood over the doorpost. God didn't come down to do it for them.
Right.
You got to cover yourself with the blood.
Amen.
By doing what God has called and ordained that you do, and that's live for him.
Amen.
Ain't nobody perfect.
Amen.
We think we are a lot of times. Nobody's perfect. He said, for if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged.
Yes.
Pharaoh spent all his time judging them.
Yes.
That's what he was doing. He was judging them.
Yeah.
His judgment was that they're not as good as I am.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're nothing but slaves.
That's right.
They're beneath me. When they went behind the house and put the blood on the door, they had to fellowship one with the other.
Right.
I talked about how Jesus did what? When he had at the Last Supper, he supped with Judas.
Yeah.
And never judged him.
That's right.
He never judged the woman at the well. He never judged the Pharisees and the Sadducees when they got ready to kill him.
Amen. Right. Amen.
He said, Father, forgive them.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what the blood does.
Yeah.
That's what Easter is all about.
Hallelujah.
Easter is about the blood. The blood manifests itself in our vessels so that we can do what's right in the eyes of God.
Amen.
No matter what man thinks. It's what God says. When you align yourself with this word, you realize something, that you don't have to be weak. You don't have to slumber, but you can be awake and visible and see what God has in store for you.
Come on now.
If I can see what God has in store for me, I'm not going to let what you think
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Mess with me.
Amen.
We don't need a door because we are that house. And it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. And our hope is that that glory, which is that blood, will cover our house. You say, well, I'm sick, but you got well. You were blind, but now you see. Only problem is we don't see it clearly. But that's what we pray about, see it clearly. When we allow the blood to wash us and to cleanse us and to manifest itself in us. See, what we fail to realize is the blood of Jesus is the nature of Jesus. And it's the character of the Father that wants to reign and live in us. But it's going to cost you something to have this life. People are dying all around us. I'm not talking about people in the streets. I'm talking about people in the church. It's a possibility you got some dead folks sitting next to you now. Dead in trespasses and sins. Because they don't realize that the blood has the ability to cleanse them. But you got to first accept the blood in order to be cleansed. Because the love of God conquers or overwhelms a multitude of sin. Not sins, but sin. For God is greater. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Father, I am the door, and I've covered both sides of my post. I've covered the top of my door. I've covered my mind. I've covered my works, and I've covered my walk.
Amen, amen. I like that.
That's why Paul said, I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. Because the blood that's in me is greater than the flesh that's without me. Folks are falling away, leaving the church. But they don't understand, they're leaving God. But the word of God said there was going to be a great falling away. So, anything the Bible says, you can expect. If I don't see it in that Bible, then I'm not going to believe it.
Come on.
Amen. Amen.
Come on.
Jesus in the mountain. It ain't in the Bible. I'm not going to the mountain.
Amen.
Because I'm covered by the blood. And she sung this morning, the blood will never lose its power.
That's right.
Amen. That's why God said, Cain, your brother's blood is crying out from the earth. I did some research, Reverend Norma, on the blood back in the Genesis and found out that the blood means red. That Adam's name, which Adama, means the earth, which also was ruddy and red, which is why the blood had to be cleansed.
Amen.
Because he polluted.
Come on now.
The blood. That's what he did. I'm going to call her name Eve. She ain't no longer going to be just a woman, but her name going to be Eve, meaning she's the mother of everything that born, and everything that was born now will be born into sin. He polluted the blood. But Jesus came that the life that we need, that he could sanctify blood. He can cleanse. That's what this is all. That's what Easter is all about. That's what the resurrection is. So our blood has the ability to be cleansed. I was dying, but now I live. I was blind, but now I see. I was deaf, but now I have the ability to hear. Because I covered my doorpost. Yes. men are taking one of the most important words that I placed in the Bible, out of the Bible, which represents my blood, because they call it a bloody religion. But it's because of the blood that you now have life. And you have the ability to have an abundant life.
Yes.
It's because of the blood that you have the ability to be healed, delivered, and set free.
Uh-huh.
It's because of the blood that you can call heaven your home.
Yeah.
It's because of the blood that you can have everlasting life even after you leave from this life. Because you know my word says, it's appointed unto every man to die once. And after that, the judgment. But understand, my people, you won't really die because the blood will cover all of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I am moving in this end time, even though most folks can't see me moving because all they see is the catastrophes and the badness and the sickness and the depravity. I am still moving by my spirit. And if you open up your heart and open up your mind to receive that which I have for you, I'll come in and I'll suck with you. And I'll suck with you in a way that I'll destroy and tear down every principle or prospect that's in your life that's keeping you from me. Because I desire to have you close to me. Because if you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh unto you. For I am the Lord thy God. I am the great I am that is the I am. I have the ability to burn where there is no flame. I have the ability to show myself where people cannot see. I have the ability to make you hear me when you are deaf. For I am that God. And if you'll represent me in this earth with my nature, with my character, you'll realize that that very blood that they're trying to remove from the word is the very blood that's in your life. And because of it, they can never remove or take away from that which I have already gained my life for, saith God. You know, they put the crown of thorns on his head and they beat him till he looked unhuman. The pictures that we see, it would be impossible for him to look that good if you knew what a cat of nine tails looked like. It's a strap with a bunch of straps on it, and they have like hooks on them, like little knives. And every time they hit you with it, it grinds into your skin and rips it.
Yes.
Just cuts right down. So they cut him all the way down to his bone, and they hit him everywhere. They hit him in his face. They hit him in his head. They hit him on his front. They hit him in his back. So actually, the man should not have been able to live to make it to the cross. But it was so important that he lived, because that's the only way we were going to have life. He had to go through with the word. He had to live so that he could get on that cross, so that we could have the life and the ability that we have now. So he did this in spite of, and he never opened up his mouth to complain or bellyache about what he was going through, because he was doing it for a purpose and it had a reason. It was that we might have life. So he went through all that he went through, and they ripped the skin off his body and they tore. And then you know what? Even though they ripped him, he was only trickling with blood. But you know when the blood flowed? When they put him on the cross and they stuck the spear into his side after the vinegar water came out, then the blood began to flow, which represented the blood of God. But after the blood began to flow, then the heavens opened up and my Father said, "This is my beloved son." Hallelujah. The earth began to shake. The heavens didn't close up. The sky didn't get dark until after the blood began to flow. When the blood began to flow, it says the heavens, the fire was rent. My blood is flowing. This same blood that you see flowing has everlasting power. It has the ability to renew, to restore, to heal, to deliver, to set the captive free. That's why Jesus came. That's why he died. Not that we can come, not that we can lie, not that we can sleep, but that we might have life. I saw where he rose. Hallelujah. And when he rose, he had some folks rise with him. Folks saw Moses. They saw Elijah. They saw prophets walking through the cobblestone streets of Jerusalem, walking and talking with folks. That's how power was coming. Let me tell you something else. Joseph, who they carried, his body was gone. Nothing but bones. They carried his casket for 40 years. Took him up. That's why Saints start calling it Resurrection Sunday. It don't matter what they call it. I got news for you. I don't care if he rose on Monday. I don't care if he rose on Tuesday. It don't matter to me if he rose on Wednesday. It don't matter if he rose any day of the week. I don't care if he rose in the morning, in the afternoon, or in the evening. All I know that I got everlasting life. And if I live this life, I'm going to see him. You know what? I got news for you. If you're waiting to see him when you get to heaven, don't miss it. Huh? Bible says we have the ability to see him as he is. That's why he said that he might turn a many-membered body into the likeness of himself. But it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you yourself. It's going to cost you your stuff. You know what I found out? We don't want to give up nothing. We're going to have to. If you want the things of God. I've heard him say, we'll never be like Jesus. We won't. But we can come to a place in God where we'll be mature as he was. How was he mature? He didn't bellyache at Potiphar. He didn't fight. He didn't fight when they told him they was going to hang him. He didn't scream and holler when he was on the cross. He didn't tell them, you know, he could have called down 10,000 angels and they knew it. They said, why don't you call down all the angels? If you're the Son of God. If you're the Son of God, get down off the cross. That was the church that told him that.
Come on now.
That was the religious leaders. Jerusalem said, if you the Son of God, get down off that cross. They didn't know if he did, they was doomed. Because he stayed on the cross, even they had the ability to see God. That's why we praise and glorify God on this day. For the life that he has given us. For the shedding of blood because of the remission of sins. And we should never forget that. When I was growing up, I thought Easter was all about getting dressed and going to church. When I found out that wasn't what it was about, I was so disappointed. I said, you and my mother been talking me to going to church on Easter Sunday all this time, and that ain't what it was about. She tried to trick me. Guess what? Our flesh is trying to trick us all the time. Make us think this up for the reason that Jesus shed his blood. Oh my Jesus. For he is the I am. He's the door.
Shandia Kaliaba Shiki Omoko Shanda Ila Baka Shiki Omo Shika Ila Ilan Romoko Shiki Ababa Kashani Ishando Momoko Shiri Abaka Shanda Ila Baka. For this cause was the Son of Man made manifest. I did not come to condemn the world, but through me that the world might have life. All deserve death, for all had the mark of the man upon them, but I have come to place my mark within them and upon them in their hearts and in their souls. It is that purpose that I was made manifest, that I might come. I did not come to condemn the homosexual or anyone else. I did not come to tell them I hated them. I came to tell them I loved them. I manifested myself to the prostitute, to the whoremonger, to the heathen, to the evil ones, and I showed the life of the Father through my sacrifice. It is now your turn to call, to answer the call, to show forth my glory in your life, to a lost and dying world, to the murderer, to the whoremonger, to the prostitute, to the homosexual, for I died for them the way I died for you. I shed my blood for them even though I shed it for you, and in that blood is life, in that blood is salvation, in that blood is peace, in that blood is joy, in that blood is all the things that I've set forth, that I might have that many-membered body that looks like me, that looks like me, my character, my nature, my identity, my very soul, saith the Lord. Follow my word, obey the instructions. Look not to the left nor to the right, but look into my word, for in my word is the life, in my word is the instruction, in my word is the joy and the peace that you have need of, saith the Lord.
Jesus also came that the character and nature of his Father might live in you. So that them folks who persecute you, ridicule you, try to assassinate your character, really have no power to do it. Do you know that Jesus came just because he knew that there were going to be people assigned to us? You know, Judas was assigned to Jesus. God assigned Judas to Jesus back in Genesis.
Amen.
That was his job. Don't feel sorry for Judas. Don't feel sorry for Judas. That was his job. That's what his ministry was to betray Jesus. Just like him, there's folks' ministry who is to betray you. It's to persecute you. So don't take it personal. But understand that you're covered by the blood. And if you abide in him and he abide in you, he'll give you the ability to get through whatever it is that you're having to deal with. He said, I come. And I'm still coming because I'm still manifesting myself in my people. I'm renewing their hearts and I'm transforming their minds. And I'm getting them ready for this new day. God's got a new day for us, dear. A new day. He got a new day for us, Jackie. All we got to do is hold on. Hold fast to our profession of faith. That which you profess to have, you got to hold on to it. I'm ready to go to heaven to get my mansion by.
Hallelujah.
I want mine right here.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to be so rich when I get to heaven by. I want it here.
Amen.
Don't need it in heaven.
Amen.
I need it right here.
Amen.
That's why Jesus came.
Amen.
To give us prosperous.
Yeah.
Give us prosperous in all of our endeavors.
Yeah.
Not just spiritually, but physically and also financially.
Amen.
Not just financially, and not just spiritually, and not just with all of the above. He came to make us prosperous in all of them. You know how prosperous the children of Israel were? They didn't come out of Egypt broke. Folks, when I see all these movies they got about Moses and the children, they make them all come out broke. Them folks come out with all the gold. Pharaoh was mad because they were gone. He was mad because they took all his riches. They took all the gold, all the fine linen, the cattle, the sheep, the goats, the silver, the copper. They filled up their wagons and they took it all with them. And you know what the funny thing about it, Sister Di? They didn't lose none of that in the wilderness. All they lost was their lives because they didn't want to serve God. Said, we heard about you Israelites when they went over into Jordan. We heard about you. They didn't just hear about how tough they were. They heard about how rich they were.
Yeah.
Because every tribe that they beat up before they got to the Jordan, they got their spoils too. You be mad too. How you feel when somebody break into your house and take your stuff? Like you've been violated. Pharaoh felt like he'd been violated. He got the thing about that. And you know what? They took the gold that was in his house.
Yeah.
They got Pharaoh gave them that. He wanted to get rid of them so bad. I done had boils. My son done died. The only one. Y'all get out of here.
Right.
Don't you know if you stand for God, folks gonna say, get out of here.
Right.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Man, you better leave me alone. They be saying, man, bye. Because every time they put their hands to you, God gonna put his hands to them.
Amen.
Folks don't have no idea what's coming. We're so concerned about, I mean, they killing people. They went over to what college in Africa and killed all those kids. No one thinks anything about it. Could nobody stop it? They say, well, God love. How come he didn't stop it? If I could answer that, I could tell you why he don't stop. I could tell you why my mother did not did, why she did. I could tell you why my father died, if I could tell you that.
Amen.
Ain't no need to be standing up here lying to you, trying to tell you why God ain't saved, keep people from dying. But I do know one thing. If I was to leave here right now, I'm going to make heaven my home. God's going to search my heart. He's going to say, son, I see a few things in there. But I see the love of God.
Yeah.
I see it. All the trials you've been through, you learn how to still love me.
That's right.
He said, that's why I came.
Amen.
And show you what true love
Amen.
Is all about.
Amen.
Do you know what true love, it makes you prosperous spiritually, physically, and financially.
Yeah.
Because your attitude governs your longitude.
Come on now.
So that's what he told me, Reverend Grant. God said, I didn't come to make you rich. I came to make you rich in spirit.
Yeah.
I come to change your attitude and your disposition so you stop seeing things through the eyes of man and start seeing them through the eyes of God.
Yeah.
Everyone stand. Take somebody by the hand this morning. I found out that when folks go to church and somebody get up and say, we're going to say the sinner's prayer, folks let them slip back, and folks that haven't really given their heart and life to God, and folks that need to be renewed in their spirits, they don't stand up or they don't say anything because they don't want folks to know that they might have made a mistake somewhere down the road.
Right.
They don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Only thing about it is the Bible says you confess with your mouth unto salvation.
Yeah. Right.
One thing I learned, Pastor Hart, he said, have everybody say it, then don't nobody know who ain't right. Because if you don't say it, somebody gonna look, that ain't right. That's why they're not repeating it. They don't know. You might have seen Jesus walk through your room. They don't know. Because the flesh always want to pass judgment on somebody because they don't do what we think they should do. Jesus said, I came to change all that. He came to teach us to see through the eyes of God. When you see through the eyes of God, you understand with the heart of God.
Yeah.
First thing we're going to do, everybody, I don't care whether you can see Jesus standing in front of you. Repeat after me. Father, forgive me.
Of my sins.
Wash me in your precious blood.
Cleanse
my heart,
my mind,
and my spirit.
I commit my soul,
my heart,
my mind,
and my flesh unto you.
Every mistake I've made,
I ask you
to forgive me of it.
And I ask that you
wash me
in your blood
just
one more time.
I know you did it.
I receive it. And now I put my hands together and give you the praise for it.
Hallelujah.
Take hands one more time. We're going to pray for bodies, minds, and spirits this morning. I'm going to ask Pastor Mateer to come take us to the throne of God.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, our eternal God, we come before you boldly. First of all, we want to thank you. We want to thank you and praise you and honor you on this day. We thank you for dying and rising up once again for us. We thank you for shedding the blood for us. You know, we thank you for your holiness, your awesome power. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you just because you are our Lord, Savior, God, and you. We thank you because you are mighty God. Dear Lord, we ask you right now to bless your people, bless your children, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we pray for the bodies. We pray for the body of Christ. We pray for the mindset. Dear Lord, lead us back into your path of righteousness, dear Lord. Dear Lord, keep us all covered in your blood as we follow you. Dear Lord, as we study your word, live your word, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the pastor that brought forth this word in power and in demonstration of your love and in your authority. Dear Lord, bless him, strengthen him, keep him encouraged, Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, we thank you for everything you have done for us. We praise you, we honor you, and we glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Come on and give him some praise. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. Before I leave the house or before I drive anywhere, I always ask the Father to cover me with the blood. See, another thing I found out through prayer studying was that when I ask him to cover me with the blood, I'm asking for his anointing to be about me. And I don't just ask him to bless me, but ask him to bless everybody that I may come in contact with. Don't just protect me, Lord, but protect them too. Because I have a tendency to drive like a madman too. They need to be protected from me.
Amen.
So I just pray. Cover me with your blood. Let your anointing keep me and strengthen me and keep me encouraged. Amen. I'm excited about Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm excited about his word. I'm excited about you. My goodness, I'm excited. I'm excited about Jesus. When I think about all the stuff he's brought me through, how can I not be excited? Amen. Automobile accidents when I should have been dead. Prostate cancer when they didn't think I was going to make it. Things that I've done in my own life that was trying to destroy me. But he kept me anyway. He had me covered. When you're covered by the blood and protected by the anointing, God said, I'm not going to let you mess yourself up.
Yes, he will.
I find that real exciting and different. I'm not going to let you screw up. Because I sure tried. I sure tried. Amen. We ready to go.